ahora eres famosa. Muy plente stinco borracho. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no aguanto trabajar. ¿Por qué no tienes? ¿Por qué no falta? Cigarritos por cigar. Señorita de Las Vegas, I'm a tofu palestini. I'd rather have an enchilada, or better yet a hot dog weenie. If I had some more tequila, or another more cerveza, I'd combato Pancho Villa and give him punch in la cabeza.
Monterey, Cuernavaca, those places, and you go into an area where there is, you know, a slum area, and by golly, they come out with clean shirts.
Para brocharlo, introduzca la punta metálica dentro de la hebilla y ajústelo hasta que esté seguro.
When you get right down to it, we're a nation that speaks English.
Columba, yay, Columba, yay, yay, yay. Hello? I think you're here. I don't hear you. Or is it me that's not here? Hello? Anyway, this is the Andy and Amanda show. We've had Amanda before the show, and she's not here right now. I don't know why, but I'm assuming that that I'm here. Because it's totally silent. And that's not, you know, here we are on Internet Talk Radio. You guys know the deal. Andy and Amanda Show. Streaming around the world, 23 countries around the world. Even proud to say that our number four market for quite a while was Russia. And I'm not so proud of that anymore. Anyway, we'll talk about what's going on there, of course. How can we not? I want you to get your calls, your ideas, your opinions, your thoughts on the matter. And you call us up at 515-605-9888. Is Amanda back with us?
Hello. I've always been
there.
Here,
she is.
Darling.
Yeah. I don't know what.
She's chattering away.
I don't know. As I was saying, you know, it's internet.
Yeah.
Internet talk radio. We have incredible reach, but the downside is that we depend on the internet to do what we do here. So, We take the bumps with the good stuff, you know?
We do. How are you, darling?
I'm doing pretty darn good, thank you. I'm just having a beer, so don't mind guess what kind of beer I'm having in honor of you.
In honor of me?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, well, usually you have a Kona beer.
Right.
But I guess because you know I drink Corona... Is that what you're drinking?
I'm drinking a Mexican beer. It ain't Corona. It's Dos Equis. A Dos Equis beer. That's Italian. A Dos Equis. Señor. Yeah. A Dos Equis, man. I haven't had it in a while. I got some last night just because I haven't had it in a while. I saw it on the shelf and I said, God damn Dos Equis. Amanda's down there in Mexico. I'm going to get Dos Equis. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Andy, that is totally amazing. I feel absolutely honored by that wonderful.
In your honor. Because you know, normally I'd be drinking a Kona beer, you know.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
And I'm walking around with this package, case, whatever it is, of Dos Equis, and everybody's in disbelief. They're saying, "Andy, what are you doing? Where's your Kona beer? You're just Dos Equis."
I couldn't believe my eyes.
I know, nobody. It was unreal. It was absolutely unreal.
Breaking routine.
Hey, how's it going down here in Mexico? How's it going over in the UK? How's Boris Badenoff doing? All that kind of stuff.
Things are very good here in Mexico. Couldn't be more amazing. I met some beautiful kids in the neighborhood, and they've been very sweet and welcoming to me, and they want to teach me Spanish, and I get to teach them English in return, which I think is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
It just moved me so much, yeah. And, the UK...
Oh boy.
It's all talk, Andy, about this thing going on with Russia, because that's all everybody's concerned about right now. You know, the latest is it's talking about Putin, the way he's ordered his military. with whether it's they're moving up a level in alert, going from the lowest to the next level. It's the way he worded it, apparently, that's caused a lot of concern.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's confused the UK, it's confused other countries in the language that he's used. Obviously, it's Russian, but it's the way he's done it. It's almost like a code
he's I heard this letter that was read from a Russian soldier to his parents.
Right.
Young kid, 20-some years old, young kid.
Yeah.
Who, to summarize the letter, it said that they were told, the soldiers were told that they were welcomed to Ukraine.
Yeah.
That this is a Nazi rescue mission, much like World War II. They were welcoming the Russian military and the soldiers, these poor kids, 3,000 of them, which are now dead, thought, they don't know why are they being shot at? They were told they're going to be welcomed.
Right.
So the kid tells his parents in this letter, I don't know what to do. What are we doing here? We don't belong here. We were told we were welcomed here, that this is a positive peacekeeping move, and we're being shot at.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So Putin not only lied to his own people, and I know we have Russian listeners. We do, I'm sure supporting the show, and we support those who are protesting the military advance, of course.
Absolutely.
But he not only lied to his people, and we go into Russia, and if those of you in Russia who are listening to us, yes, you're being lied to. You're being lied to. Putin's lying to you. There was no aggression by Ukrainians against Russia whatsoever. He wants Ukraine. He wants to bring back the former Soviet Union is what he wants to do. Little big man. Not since World War II we had war in Europe.
Yeah.
And this guy...
Yeah,
is he kind of? He's like a Hitler. You know, let's go take the UK. Let's take Poland. Let's take the Netherlands. Let's take
Yeah.
Don't just go. You can't take another country. You just can't walk into another country and say you're mine.
No, I mean I tried. It didn't work.
I tried to take what's that town in Hertfordshire? Shire. That town you live in, Hampshire.
Hertfordshire.
Heart, what? Yeah, that town.
Did
that,
you say
that fucking town. Shire? Fucking Shire.
Yes, that's an interesting one. I surprised this military already.
Oh, God.
Yes, I know.
They
played on the news the other day a clip of Putin and what he said about Ukraine people being druggies. And like a Nazi movement and something like that, I think it was. And I was just like, what? It was, it's not good. It's not good. It disgusted me. I can understand his concerns from an intellectual point of view. As a humanitarian, no. Sorry.
Mm.
I don't like the guy. I've never liked the guy. And, the fact that... Russia's own people were out there protesting, knowing they could be arrested. You know, it's not good to go against your own government in Russia. So, they risked it all to help people in Ukraine and stand there proud and say, we're against this, we support you. That blew me away. It's beautiful.
Yeah. There's 2,500 arrests in Moscow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
unreal.
Something else. That is unreal. I'm very proud of him. To do that. Yeah. God bless.
There is a road. It looks like I'm just looking at a satellite image. It looks like it's a road or a highway with a convoy of Russian military vehicles that extends like some 40 miles, they're saying.
Oh, yes.
A 40-mile-long convoy.
Kyiv? Is that
On the other side.
Yes, huge.
Switzerland, who has never taken sides in their history, ever in the world, right?
Yeah.
Ever. World War II, they're neutral. They've always been. They have unplugged Russia for the first time ever. They've actually taken a side and condemned Russia for what they're doing. Switzerland. Germany. It's providing $500 million of military aid in the terms of equipment to Ukraine. I don't know what Joe Biden's giving a State of the Union address tomorrow night. I'm sure the world will be watching. His first one. This is the guy's first State of the Union address since being the President of the United States, and this is what he stays with.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And then you got
right?
the other nincompoop idiot president what's his face?
I love that name. Yeah.
who says that the genius for doing this. He's a genius. Quote unquote. A genius. What has gotten into the world? You know, we have seen and discussed and talked and laughed and cried about a lot of different things that are happening in the world since we started the show.
Yeah.
And we're watching activities and events in the world unfold to a level that we've never seen before in such a compressed period of time. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
From the Trump crap to the insurrection to the stolen election to the black white George Floyd, the thin blue line, defunding police. We've got their goods shortage, the manufacturing shortage for the Pacific Rim countries, causing all sorts of backups and retailers getting their goods. COVID, of course, COVID's been on the forefront. Now we have this. Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It is.
If we were to go back and play some clips of the last, was it 300 and however many, 397 shows. If we were to play some clips and just kind of do a walkthrough, it would be incredible with all the different matters of concern that we've addressed, that we're not just addressing, that are addressing to humanity around the world, to our species, to our population, to who we are. It's amazing when you think about it. Amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Elon Musk's involvement? Because there was a tweet somebody from Russia. And I think Elon Musk is being put under the microscope at the moment because so this guy, don't laugh at me, everyone, as I try to pronounce this name if I get it wrong. Mikhailo Fedorov.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, woo. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he sent a tweet out tagging Elon Musk saying, "While you try to colonize Mars, Russia tries to occupy Ukraine. While your rockets successfully land from space, Russian rockets attack Ukrainian civil people. We ask you to provide Ukraine with Starlink stations and to address sane Russians to stand." So Elon, bless his little heart, got back to him and said, "Starlink service is now active in Ukraine. More terminals en route."
Done.
I was blown away by that.
Done.
Done.
Like, yes. Done. Elon. Woo! Done.
And the news update today is space-based internet terminals arrive in Ukraine. A shipment of Starlink terminals, which allow internet users to access satellite-based internet from SpaceX, has arrived in Ukraine, according to an official. Ukraine's Vice Prime Minister,
Mikhailo Vodka.
He was also Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, shared the news in a tweet thanking SpaceX founder Elon Musk. "You are most welcome," Musk tweeted back. That is so freaking cool.
He's amazing.
And there's going to be people all over the world thinking, well, what does he get out of this? Because there's always somebody asking what somebody gets out of something, isn't there?
Nothing.
Always.
He gets nothing out of it. That's who he is.
Yeah. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Good on you, Elon.
You know, Poland is giving 90-day free visas. You don't need a visa. Just come to Poland. Come to Poland.
Yeah.
Go to the beach.
Okay.
Hang out. Have a margarita on us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you hear about that? No, but really, Poland, I think it's 90, maybe more than 90 days. But anyway, that's at least 90 days. The other thing is that the Ukrainians are providing amnesty and money to any Russian soldier that just drops his weapon and just walks forward and just says, you know, fuck this shit. They're giving him money, amnesty, no problems. You have a piece of cake. You sit down. You eat.
Who? Who's doing this?
The Ukrainians. Iranians. What do you call them there?
Ukrainians.
Iranians?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, because these poor soldiers from Russia were told by their leaders that they're being welcomed in Ukraine. This is going to be a few-day trip into Kiev.
That's disgusting.
And they, as I said earlier, they don't know why they're being shot at. Well, many of them don't anyway.
Well, I saw a live video before they actually attacked. And they were interviewing one of the soldiers in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this poor guy, so nervous, he said, yeah, we're protecting everything at the moment. He said, but I got to admit, I'm scared. I don't want to die. And I was like, oh, my goodness. That literally just wrenched my heart so much. Because, you know, he's just trying to do the right thing for where he is and you know, protect the people. And, you know, he's put in this position. And the poor guy is just absolutely cacking it. And I think I would be too. You know, it doesn't make him less of a man for admitting he's afraid. Because I know there would be people out there judging.
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy is brave enough to admit on camera, I'm scared, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Oh, God, it's tragedy. It's tragic. It's tragic.
Yes, it is. Yes.
The Russian ambassador, Brezhnikov? Was he the belly dancer? Is he the belly dancer? Is that his name? Brezhnikov?
And he does. I don't know.
Yeah, Brezhnikov. Back in the 80s, 70s, 80s. The big famous Russian Brezhnikov.
I don't know.
Well, he's Brezhnikov. Oh, it's Vaseline Nebrisnia.
Vaseline. Vaseline, you're Brazilian. Oh, okay.
Vaseline, Brazilian. He's the president of the United Nations Security Council, and his term as that president ends at midnight ET tonight. And he concluded by his presidency by calling into question the veracity of statements about Ukraine made by his colleagues. What he said was this. He says, I would like to say I was surprised because just the reports of the videos and information in Ukraine, some of them are taken as are being considered inaccurate. Unreliable, Nebrisky said, translated remarks from his Vaseline dungeon.
Vaseline dungeon, that's a new word.
He's maintained multiple he's maintained multiple times. What? I want to read more about this.
You're right.
He's been on the floor. Fucking get up, goddammit. Get the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? He said there's a special military operation in Ukraine and it has not targeted civilian infrastructure. Why don't you go tell the parents of the 6-year-old girl that got killed and the people who lived in a high-rise apartment that got torpedoed and bombed and lit on fire and all that stuff. All
right. Oh, that was so well done.
He claims, Mr. Yes. Vaseline Nebrisnikov, whatever his name is there, he claims that there's been no evidence of civilian death caused by Russian military. And he repeated those claims.
Oh, my goodness. It's ridiculous. Okay.
I wonder if the United States is going to open up its doors to the Iranians. I mean, to the...
did you hear the pause? I had to pause for a moment to think, right, that actually sounded right, but it's not, it's wrong. What's going on?
Well, yeah, calm there, the,
Oh, my goodness, Ukraine.
You could. Thank you.
Yeah.
Russian
tanks roll through Verdansk.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The World Rugby Association is sanctioning Russia and Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Beetlejuice shows up on the scene.
And the World Rugby Association is sanctioning them. Russia and what's it called there? Beetlejuice or Blaris?
Okay.
They've been suspended from all international rugby and cross-border club activities until further notice. The sports, they're just totally kicking them out. They're just absolutely saying there's no more talent. They're not going to have it. And also, the U.S. Olympic Committee is considering expelling Russia.
Wow.
They're not liking it too much.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. Feel like this.
Yeah. They're not liking it too much. The Russians. Yeah, Russians are having a tough time with this one. You know what I mean?
Hey, what?
Yeah.
No. Commie bastards, Nazis, whatever.
Also, FIFA and UEFA suspended
pizza
football clubs.
Pizza.
FIFA.
Oh, that's the Federation of football players.
Yeah, soccer players.
Soccer. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've suspended. Yes, they have. They suspended Russian football clubs and national teams from all competitions. But this is the thing, Andy. This is the thing. So all the Russian people are suffering the consequences of its leader, just like Germany did with Hitler. This is what breaks my heart. Because once a leader decides to do something fucking stupid, the whole country has to suffer as a result. So, you know, putting all these grips and tension on the country, the whole country, not the leader itself, but the whole country, is making all of the people miserable, if they weren't miserable already under his leadership. And, you know, it's breaking my heart to think that they have to suffer greatly because of his fucking stupid actions.
Yeah, it's unreal. And, you know, the United States and all the other countries around the world, except Beetlejuice, have frozen the oligarchs' assets. We've taken their yachts, their planes, their money. There's no more. They can't. They're not. Normally, all energy sales are settled in U.S. dollars from Russian oil, and they're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
The ruble has gone down 30%. It's gone to the tank, the toilet. So even all these billionaire oligarchs in Russia, who are Putin's cronies, who help him run the country, they are now saying to Putin, "Hello? Do you have a dollar and a quarter I could borrow? Hello?" because all their assets are frozen. As you were saying, this isn't fair to the citizens of Russia. These oligarchs and Putin.
These are miserable, mean, nasty fucking scumbags.
I mean, there may be a number of Russian people that are in agreement with Putin. We support him.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, of course.
But you know why?
That's balance.
You know why, though? Because they've been lied to.
Yes.
They've been lied to.
That's just like, you know, isn't it, Andy?
But I was about to say that. I was about to say that.
You and I are on the same wavelength. Yeah.
Aren't we always? Yeah.
Very true. Yeah.
It's very nice. Very good. Yeah. So you've been, you know, we missed a show or two or some. I don't know. We've been missing a couple of shows, bouncing back and forth here. And
we have.
And I apologize to our podcast audience because our podcast numbers, when we go a period of time without doing a show, go down. I mean, noticeably. And that tells me that we have a podcast audience that tunes in and gets these shows. That's a pretty solid audience because they dictate the numbers as to how the podcast does up and down when we do a show, when we don't do a show. So it's not like if they drop out, it doesn't matter. New listeners come in and it rides high. It's not the case. We have a solid, steady, rather large audience out there. And we appreciate everybody who listens to this, not as a live radio show, which it is, numbers 515-605-9888, but listen to the show as a after it's recorded, as a podcast on iHeartRadio and TuneIn and Pandora and Alexa and Google and Chrome and iTunes and wherever else.
All that good stuff. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yes, it's very true. The numbers do go down, and we're so grateful to our listeners for sticking with us and understanding the situations as they occur. And you're awesome. Thank you. We truly appreciate you, and we hope you get some entertainment out of us being clowns and discussing the world and putting it to rights. And we enjoy ourselves on the show.
We try. It's taken us a long time to get as far as we have on the show. You know.
It's taken more than 100 years.
Like every wonderful thing, when it grows, organically, you know, we go through hardships and whatever, but, you know.
You cannot do it.
But we can. Just so you know, all right?
So
what else is going on?
Let's plugging away. Well, we're getting there. What else is going on? I was going to talk about, speaking of Trump, you know, his kids were subpoenaed to provide depositions by the, subpoenaed by the New York Attorney General. And, of course, what does Trump do and family? Appeal. They'll take it over to the Supreme Court. They'll lose it every step of the way. They'll lose it every step of the way. What the fuck is this guy? What? I'm tired of this guy. You know, who does he think he is? Who does he think he fucking is?
Maybe he thinks he's a member of the Village People. Seeing how well he does the YMCA, you know?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm right
he
with you.
He's somebody new all the time.
Yeah.
And, shred stuff.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. I mean, this guy irritates me and infuriates me on so many levels. And yet, I can't help but love to hate him. No, he's a very strong word, and I don't like to use it because I don't hate anybody. That's a very powerful word. I dislike the man immensely. I've never really got on with him. He irritates me. And you meet certain people or you see them from afar, which is the case for me. And you don't know what it is about them, but everything they say or do, sometimes even just the way somebody looks, infuriates you, and you don't know why. And you sit there and you ask yourself, what is it about this person, this person's energy, that is really ribbing me up the wrong way? And, you know, that man only has to stand there with that kind of smug look on his face, and then the words come out, and I think, that's it. You know, it's the ego. And, you know, a lot of people out there could argue, okay, well, you're recognizing your ego through this man because it's kind of mirroring back to you. I'm like, okay, I take responsibility for that. But, yeah, I just don't get on with his whole cocky, you know, I'm the big I am and everybody should listen to me. I'm right. I'm the best. Everybody else is wrong. You know, you betrayed me. You know, and he's done so much wrong to other people. He's got a whole history of it. But that doesn't get brought into the light, you know? People just like to follow him and adore him and love him from afar.
And you look at what he's gone through I mean, now, since you said that that Putin is a genius, and you know, he and all the subpoenas now, and his loss in the Supreme Court, it's just unbelievable.
What he's gone through over the last 3 weeks is incredible.
It is, yeah. Donald. It's totally.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love hearing clips of him because his voice entertains me. When we play,
yeah,
him, he's playing funny.
Yeah, he does. He does. You know, and you remember this one?
Herd mentality.
Herd immunity.
Herd mentality.
Herd immunity.
Herd mentality.
Herd immunity.
Love that debate.
Yeah.
That was the debate we played on the show, yeah, during the presidential debates. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he topped it for me during the COVID period. When we first had COVID, and that guy said the most outrageous things that he did regarding COVID, what people should do, jokingly, which,
yeah,
actually people tried to do, you know, it's just that put him in a whole new light for me.
Yeah. Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's still grabbing headlines. He's still grabbing it. I think that I'd like to think, I'm pretty sure, I'm not positive, but I know that his groundswell of support has decreased somewhat, but he still holds a grip on much of the Republican Party and to this day Republican congresspersons and senators. And I can't quite figure out what these people are afraid of. They're afraid of this guy. They're afraid of being insulted by this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the most dangerous, most destructive, most conniving, most lying, most cheating, dishonest, lacking of integrity president this country has ever seen.
Yes.
And
that's very true.
And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that. You know, it's unbelievable. I was with somebody just a couple of days ago who knew Trump, stayed at his house a couple of times actually, and heard him firsthand, in one breath, insult the American, ingenious population.
Oh, really?
Not the ingenious population.
Indigenous.
The atheist stuff.
Indigestible.
The indigestion. The ingenious.
Indigenous.
No, the
that's not right either.
Insignia. The what am I trying to say? What do you call them there?
Indigenous. No.
The blacks in one breath.
No, really?
In one breath, yeah. And then he called the blacks N fairies.
No.
And fairies. That's what he actually said. And fairies.
Oh my.
He's a racist. People say, you know, it's really funny because so many people have come out of the woodwork. You've met him, known him, done business with him, hung around with him, partied with him, socialized, sat at the same table, sat in the living room, blah, 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 and have heard him make these incredible, throughout his whole life, not you know, way before he's ever even thought about running for any kind of political office, way before, going back to the 70s and the 80s. That's how far back I'm going here. Who heard him, you know, without, you know, people can do what they, you know, in their living room bar, whatever they want to say. You know, he's not, was running for office or anything, he, you know, but he said such racist remarks, incredible racist remarks. And these people have come forward since and have told their stories. Business people, such as, you know, way back when I told you I had a business relationship with the Trump Organization when he was building the casino in Atlantic City. And we survived. He, you know, shorted invoices, didn't pay some invoices, whatever. Turned them over to collections a billion times. But you know, we had other clients, thank God. But anyway, some people did not. And you know, and you hear these stories about, you know, employing immigrants, about unfair business practices, about being racist remarks. You know, one thing after another. And when these stories came to fruition and came out in public, everybody tells these stories as lying, all politically motivated.
Yes.
Women have come out who've been raped and assaulted and molested and abused by this guy. Oh, no, they're all politically motivated. It's not him. No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah. Just because somebody's important up there on the limelight, they think that everybody else then who comes forward with some sort of claim is just trying to destroy the man and ruin his reputation, and he couldn't possibly be guilty of anything. Oh, no. Oh, no.
God. Unbelievable. So what's good in the world today?
What's good? Us? Our listeners? Do you know...
Donald Trump is begging. He's begging and crying.
Oh, no, don't do that, Mr. Trump.
I'm looking at things. See, we got a call here. We're going to take this call.
Okay.
Hey, I think we know this guy. Yeah, I think he's back, I think. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. How are you, darling?
Senor Chet, how are you doing? How do you do?
What am I doing?
How do you do?
Why am I? Why am I doing?
Who am I? Why am I here?
I have to get this Ethernet cable out of the way because it's freaking out the cats.
Oh, no.
It's indigenous.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can't you tell we're having one of those days? We literally went through everything and we just could not get it right.
We couldn't get one word out right. I'm in honor of Amanda, I'm having Dos Equis Mexican beer.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. I thought you were going to say you're having a senior moment.
That too. Of course.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what I'm having then. I think I'm on Andy's page with that. I just can't believe both of us just were scrolling through all of those things and we just couldn't reach the right word. It's like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. How are you, darling? Yep. How are things in Hawaii?
Well, pretty hectic. I'm trying to organize a whirlwind world tour of four states with this guy, Andy Kimball.
Hey!
He's hard to get a hold of, for one thing.
Man.
It's just amazing. Never called.
Who that guy?
Who that guy? Okay. This is the point where Andy vanishes of his own ass.
This is not Kleinenberg.
Oh. Yes, it's very true.
Once I measured my base case, and it's like 6 inches oversized, so I'm going to have to kind of sneak it through using the guys out front.
Well, last time I measured my base case, it was
3.5 inches. Yes. But that was after swimming.
It's
good to be here. It's good to be anywhere for that matter.
It really is.
Delightful.
How's the music going, Chet?
Well, the music's going pretty good, although I did the 8 a.m. gig last Saturday, and I'm still a little tired.
Oh, yeah. Bless you.
Wednesday's only a 9 a.m. start, so that'll be a lot easier, although it's for 5 hours we'll be playing, but. We're just warriors.
That's a long trip. I think we should go do a benefit concert. We should do a benefit show for Urania.
Urania. Mm-hmm. you can make bombs out of that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We should raise money for the planet Urania. Chet and I are going to do a fundraiser.
Didn't SNL already do that last weekend?
I think it's true. Wait, is it?
We choose truth over facts.
Yeah.
We damn straight we do.
There's a guy. There he is.
There's a guy. Yeah.
He's going to send fact bombs over to Ukraine in the,
God. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff going on.
Just stop. All of you. All of you. Just go to your room and knock it off.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Knock it off. Yeah.
If you can't be nice, then don't be anything at all.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I love those words.
It's paraphrasing my mother.
Oh,
I'm paraphrasing mine.
Bring a woman to an orgasmic response unless she really wants to have an orgasm. So first the woman has to decide that this is what she wants, and then she has to help to bring herself to an orgasmic response.
That was my mother. Yes. That's what my mother told me. Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
You have some great advice from a very wise lady, then.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. 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 I never forgot a word of it.
Everybody say orgasm loud.
Thank you.
Indigibus.
Indigestion. Somnia.
Automatominous.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't believe what they
I got my passport out so I can get to California.
Ooh.
You need a... Woo! Do you need a passport? Do you need a passport? Do you need a passport for California there?
No.
Unbelievable.
I don't think so.
I don't think... Because you're in the same state. No. I mean, same country.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, do you know what?
Of the same imaginary borders, yeah.
Speaking of which...
Yes.
Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaiian Airlines, folks. Get this, okay? Everybody get your computers out. Ready? Hawaiian Airlines is having a flash sale. California to Hawaii, $99 each way.
You mean they sell you the product while they're flashing?
You have to flash at the gate.
That could be a potential hazard.
Indeed.
It could be.
You know, Hawaiian Airlines is the last airline, at least before COVID, it was the last airline that actually served you something approximating a meal.
Yeah, I know. I know that. They're still doing it, aren't they?
Probably. I think the downside is you almost always have to go through Honolulu. So.
Mm.
I would go back and forth, and I'd do the little hop from Kona to Honolulu, and then sit, and then do the next sip to L.A. or wherever.
Or
Phoenix.
I gotta admit, all the traveling and stuff. The only part I dislike is having to get in the airport hours before your flight. I mean, I get what you have to do it, sure, but I mean. It takes enough time to travel to an airport, then you've got to sit there for hours, and then you've got to get on the plane for hours, and it continues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting. The other night, I woke up after a really interesting dream that we won't go into. And
why is that? Hmm?
But then I started thinking about, the wonderful world tour.
Oh.
So I ordered an airline ticket. Folks, don't try to order an airline ticket at 3:30 in the morning on an iPad.
Oh,
in the dark.
Oh boy.
I looked at the ticket the next morning and I went, "What?" It was like, had me going, first class one way and then coach back via San Francisco or something like that. So luckily you got a 24 hours you can cancel. So I canceled that puppy.
Good.
And I
That's
got
crazy.
The Alaska both ways nonstop business class so I can actually not bash my knees against the seat in front of me for a change.
Yeah, I want to. That's good. That's good. I've done that.
Yeah.
You get those. Some of those airlines are just. Some of the fares when you go, they're just robbery. They're just, you know, just totally.
Well, I'm not a crook.
I know. You know. But
that was the other cue when they had me going back on my least favorite airline, the one that crashed the face of my Taylor guitar. Same one that crashed that other guy's face that had the famous song. Yeah.
Oh, man. What airline do I take?
Anyway.
I traveled on American a lot, and of course, JetBlue.
You did?
Mm-hmm. American, the last time I was on American, the seats were terrible, but the
you're lucky they gave you one. You're lucky they gave you a seat.
Oh, well, that was the cue. When I got the real flight, they charged me $8 more to get a window seat.
Wow.
They're charging everything. Like, what?
Unreal. Unbelievable. The industry is just
class. You should be giving me an ermine tape at the door. I mean, $8 more to get a window seat?
Are we talking about American Airlines?
Pardon?
Okay. American Airlines. Is that what we're talking about?
American Airlines, yeah. You
no,
took Americans.
I booked Alaska. I booked Alaska. That's my
favorite. For this trip, Alaska. Gotcha.
Yeah, for this. As Andy knows, I used American Airlines to get to Mexico. I got to admit, I really enjoyed the service, the level of service I received. They gave me a window seat for free. And it was a really great trip, actually, because when I landed in Dallas, you know, and I took the next flight from Dallas to Monterey, I was bumped up to a window seat, and I was just like, wow. Is great, thank you. So both trips, I had the window seat.
And the reception you got when you landed was incredible too. I heard.
This is a big crowd.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, Trump was there. You know, I was really shocked, and I didn't even contact him to let him know I arrived. He got there before me. But it was fantastic. And the crowd was there. I'm not under the illusion they were there for me, of course, because you know Trump was there. But you know, I just walked through, smiling, put my hand up, you know, shook Trump's hand, and on I went. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
it's helpful when you wear one of those red caps.
Make America great again. Yeah.
Make America GREATE great again.
Yeah, it's really something how they make, you know, if they give you the option of booking like a wide, more legroom seat. You know, and you got to pay extra for that.
Yeah.
And if you want to win, you know, it's simple. At the regular cabin, it's like it's
nice
like,
and tight after you're inside of it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
I just make absolute sure that I pee before getting on the airplane as close to possible to board.
Oh, yeah.
Because 6 hours, I'm not going to try to wade through the two people that are in my way.
No.
Although the last couple of flights, I made sure I got a seat near the restroom, so at least.
Sitting near the restroom, that's important.
I'm a big fan.
Well, you don't want to get too near, though, because then the disinfectant kind of can make a bad flight for you. But there are all kinds of tricks like that, you know.
Yeah.
And watch out for the little guy out on the wing, you know, like tearing pieces of the wing up.
Oh, what a
goodness.
That was a great episode. That was a great –
That freaked me out.
With Captain Kirk?
Bill Shatner, yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of something else. There was – I'm sure it was
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Twilight Zone. Yeah. I love that show so much. So cool.
I got them all on DVD every once in a while.
Rod Serling. Yeah, man, oh, man.
I remember as a child seeing that, and I was literally like, oh, my God, this is so scary. And now I watch it, I think, oh, well, yeah, it's actually quite cool. Isn't it funny, though, when you're a kid, it scares you, and then you look back on it years later, and it's like, what was I so scared of?
One that scared me was the movie that I saw. It's about invaders come, you know, land in this kid's backyard, and they have a little, they took over all the people in the town, and they had a little antenna coming out of the back of their head so you could tell which humans had been taken over by the invaders from Mars.
Oh, my goodness. That was the name of the movie, Invaders from Mars?
I think it was Invaders from Mars. I could double check here while I'm talking. But I think I can type and talk at the same time.
War of the Worlds, the original one, was the one that scared me as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Yes, that's it.
No, not wait a minute. Yeah, no.
What are you talking?
War of the Worlds. That wasn't Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. He was in the FBI.
That was Richard Carlson, wasn't it? Well, they
Zac Efron.
More than once, but...
It was Zac Efron.
That was a new one. That's no good.
Yeah.
All right. It's a good thing I showed up, or you people would just be driving your audience crazy trying to remember this stuff. I'm using the DuckDuckGo.
Oh, it's a disaster.
We had
a disaster.
Gene Barry.
It really is.
And Anne Robinson.
Gene Barry.
Gene Barry. He's a talk show host, isn't he? Or was?
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't know. Oh, look. He took TV by storm in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Kid was, really scared. And so was I, because I was about the same age when I was seeing this movie in black and white on the TV. And Jimmy Hunt played David McLean. Of course, what I read later is that one of those guys, was really ticked off because they changed the ending. Because the original ending had the invaders winning.
Oh, wow.
And then the studio made him change the ending so that the entire thing was the kid's dream. It was a nightmare.
Right. Wow. Okay. Oh, that's scary.
It is. I was just thinking.
Uh-oh. 7 minutes. Better hurry. 7 minutes left. And then the robot is going to shut us down.
Oh, God.
Knock it off.
All right, hold on a second.
Stop that thinking.
Sorry.
There was a...
Give it up. Oh, anyway.
Do you know our senator, the great senator from the state of California, Dianne Feinstein's husband, tragically died after a long battle with cancer. Philanthropist. Yeah. Richard Blum. He gave much money for so many. He was this big time philanthropist. He was 80. He died of cancer.
Right.
So that's too bad, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They were married for 40 years.
Yeah.
I think Di-Fi died 10 years ago, but they stuffed her and they got her propped up in a seat in Congress.
Yeah, explain that.
Wow.
Say what?
Explain, yeah, really. Yeah.
Not my favorite Congress thing. Anyway.
Do you know, God, I was just going to say something. I can't think of what it was. I know what it was.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
I want to talk about sports for a minute. Just for a minute.
Oh, okay. All right.
Amanda, you already talked about the AFL-CIO. No, wrong organization. The
UEFA.
Thank you. Yeah, them. The FIFA and the UEFA, the soccer people. They kick the ball around the breast there.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, you know, they suspended all the Russian international and club teams from competitions, all the Russian things, right? Getting into baseball, and I had no idea this was happening. I had no idea of this. I had no idea.
Okay. A strike?
Yeah.
Lockout, yeah. Actually, more than a strike. But
oh, yeah, really? Right. They're in the midst of his first work stoppage since the 1994-95 season. I remember that one. So if they don't agree, yeah, so they don't get back to the table without a deal, then there's going to be no baseball.
What?
It was bad enough. It was bad enough with COVID.
What?
Yeah. Yep. The lockout stops all business, including no trades, no free agent signings, no trade clauses, allows players to veto trades, and all that stuff comes to a halt.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, I think I got the latest in the MLB email I get every morning. They met on Sunday in Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, it's a nice place.
No deal was struck. It appears some progress was made between the two sides. Maybe they should play that episode of Ken Burns Baseball where they covered the strike year for these guys.
Yeah.
They can see they went into the dumper for 2 or 3 years until they had the steroid home run derby between McGuire and what was his name? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Do you know what?
Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, Matt Sosa, of course. Yeah.
I remembered out of my own 7 or 8 brain cells. They held hands and brought it back. Oh, God. It's hard getting old. It's not for the weak. Getting old is not for the weak.
All three of us are struggling. It's just, I don't know what my excuse is.
I don't know what your excuse could possibly be.
I really don't know. I'm almost waiting for a sign to
sevens in front of your age before you could really say that.
I know. I don't know. Lack of something.
And you.
I know what it is.
Anyway.
Oh, I thought you would know, Andy.
I have a boyfriend. He goes on forever. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, come on, when is this going to be over?
I'm almost done. Couple minutes left, you know. Almost done. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So the players have insisted from the start of negotiations that getting younger players paid more earlier in their careers is one of the union's primary objectives. For that.
Well, I think they should pay the Andy and Amanda show people. Amanda, we should walk out.
We should get paid more. Yeah, let's walk out on Cornell.
Let's walk out. Okay, we're done. Bye, everybody. We're now walking out. We're here by the strike. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five,
yeah.
Four, three,
you know. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Who am I? Why am I here?
You're
taking
over
here.
Why is there? So anyway, we have about a minute to go. We're going to be back. The show's been kind of crazy lately, but we're going to we should be back on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And 8 p.m. in Mexico, and at 3 p.m. in Hawaii, and I could go naming all the time zones around the world because we are, in fact, heard around the world, and we want to thank again all of our listeners, no matter where you reside, to be safe, be strong, support Ukraine. Yeah, I kind of like Urania better.
I like Urania better.
Support Urania in your chair.
Yes. And
we're out of here. Would be on the floor.
Yeah. So we got to go.
4 o'clock
and
in Hawaii.
4 o'clock in Hawaii?
Until
I thought it was
you guys move an hour east in March.
Oh. Okay. Thank you for that. I didn't know.
It's only 2 hours right now.
All right. Good to know. I remember that. I thought you
Sorry
were three
about
all
that.
The time.
We're signing off. Oops, 5 p.m. here. I don't know what time.
Oh, really?
Your house.
I guess we have to roll. We'll be back Wednesday, folks. And join the show live Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world. You can call in by we're in the U.S., so it's a country code of one. Number's 515-605-9888. You can also get in touch with the show by email. Just email andyanddemandyourshow@gmail.com. We're also on the internet at theandyandemandyourshow.net and .com. We're also on TikTok and Instagram, all that stuff. Instagram.
Have a gram on us.
Friend face.
Instagram.
Instamatic.
All the normal social media stuff, whatever that is, we're there. So you can always hang out with us and join us and send us your pictures and your thoughts and your ideas through whatever social media you choose to. We are there, and it's a pleasure to be doing this. This concludes episode number, I think it's 396 or 7, somewhere on there. But anyway, Chet, thanks so much for joining us. Always a fun time. And Amanda, why don't you do... Yeah, get us out of here, man, before they kick us out of here.
All right, okay, so on behalf of the wonderful Andy Kimball in California Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love, here in Monterrey, Mexico, and Chet Gardner, all the way from Hawaii. We're off.
Hawaii, yeah,
thanks for joining us, and we hope we see you one day. Yeah.
Yes.
We love you.
Take care, folks. Bye now.
And we're out.